This is Humpty and Canty with Dave Rothenberg.
General Manager Mike McCagnan. Mike, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing today?
We're doing pretty good. We appreciate you guys having us out here. And I guess the big question is, what do you think about your team so far? I know it's early in training camp, but how do you feel about this season?
Yeah, we're excited how the guys are doing so far. We're a little banged up with some minor injuries. But so far, with a lot of, you know, we have a lot of younger guys, a lot of new faces out there from the pro free agents that we added. And a lot of guys are doing really good. We feel pretty good. We're excited to go down to Washington and work with them a little bit because I think, and you probably remember this, Chris, when you played. You know, you get a chance to see different guys in different matchups. Gives you the ability to kind of get a better feel for how the guys are performing. And, of course, once you start playing preseason games, that's their opportunity to either make the team or not. So,
all right, people are going to criticize me for saying this because they know how much I like Mike. But it needs to be said. So at the time you made the deal, which was the perfect time to make the deal, from go from 6 to 3, you had the foresight to do that. Is everyone's like, oh, I can't believe he's going to have all these second-round picks. Could you imagine if you didn't make that trade, and Darnold is sitting there at 3, what you would have to give up to go from 6 to 3 at that point?
Yeah.
That's at least a first-round pick to get up to 3 at that point.
Yeah, I think the one thing, and we actually did quite a bit of work on this in terms of, you know, planning out pro free agency and then kind of combining that with the college draft process. But we felt we paid a good price for it. We definitely paid a slight premium. We thought the premium would have been much higher when you get on the clock because I think at that point in time, more teams would be involved. Again, you're under, you know, the time frame of the pick and how things would start playing out. But I think, you never really know because it played out a certain way for us. But we always felt that the price we would have paid would have probably been steeper. I've said this very, very much through the whole process that holding on to the first round draft pick was big. I know a lot of times when you're trying to move up in the draft, that's always a big chip that most teams want to get. And of course, if you're sitting there not knowing who the other competitors were, I thought we did it kind of early. So maybe we didn't have as many teams at the table kind of competing for the pick. And it worked out well for us. And in fact, you know, that really the way the whole scenario played itself out, and we put a lot of thought into potentially who would be there. Sam was one that we didn't necessarily think would be there based on a lot of the mock drafts and the early projections, but as it worked itself out, he was, yeah, we were very excited to get him at 3.
How much do you look at those mock drafts?
You know, I've said this before. We actually, it's interesting. The media does a really good job because they study these teams. They know their own teams. They have a lot of contacts around the league. Early on, like when the first mocks start coming out, usually like February, they're not as refined. As you get closer to it, and it's just the nature of the business, they actually get more accurate. And you know, we don't necessarily base our decisions off them, but I think we take them as a source of information and weigh it accordingly. And there's so much information that trickles through the process as you get closer to the draft, but it actually firms itself up. As you get closer to the draft, the mock drafts actually get a little more accurate sometimes.
So, Mike, now that you guys have identified the future franchise quarterback, have you and Todd Bowles sat down and outlined a specific timeline as to when you're going to make him the starting quarterback, or is that just something that you're going to let play itself out in the preseason?
Well, you know, I think the big thing, and Todd said this from day one, I think everybody on this team, even if you're an incumbent player in a starting position, everybody has the opportunity, has to go out and earn that job. So, you know, I think we think very, very highly of Sam. I think we are really excited what he's done so far in training camp. But that's like every other position. He's going to have to go out there and earn it, and he's going to have to earn that opportunity to, you know, to basically win that spot. And Todd and I talk about this stuff quite often, but again, that's something we'll kind of keep close to our chest in terms of when that will happen. But again, I Todd does have the final say on, you know, who plays and when. But, you know, I will say this, not to take anything away from, you know, Sam, but, you know, Teddy Bridgewater's done a great job for us this whole offseason. And I think that's one of those stories too, like when you go and identify a guy and you feel good about, you know, at the time, and then you watch, you know, you're basically making a guess on a player when you sign him to a contract. But watching him grow, develop, and what he's done this offseason, I, we're very excited about Sam, and we're very excited about his future. But, you know, Teddy Bridgewater's gone out there and done a very good job, too, and
well,
there's no reason he can't.
We don't need to get overly excited about Sam. I mean, you guys make a sneaky good move. I mean, it's only $500,000, so you take a flyer. I mean, it's a flyer. Then if it's $5 million, he's your starting quarterback, you're getting them for a huge discount. And then let's face it, if at some point during the season Sam's the guy, you know a quarterback's going to get hurt. If Teddy proves that he can be a legitimate starting quarterback and he's healthy, oh, guess who gets that second-round pick back? Mike McCagnan does. So I love this guy.
Well, like I said, we'll see how this plays out. But no, I think I will say simply, and again, Josh is, you know, we obviously have history with Josh from last year and what he brings to the organization, not just as a player, but as a person. You know, we feel good about that room. That's a good. We have one veteran quarterback, and he's an outstanding, you know, person to have in your organization, not only as a player but as a person. And then we have the two younger guys, and you know, Teddy's I think only like 25 years old, so he's you know he got off to a very good start in his career, and then got sidelined a little bit by the injury. But it's a good room, and we feel good about it. So we're kind of excited to see how it plays itself out.
General Manager of the New York Jets, Mike McCagnan, enjoys Humpty Canty. Coach, Mike, I have to ask you this question because I was looking at this defense, and I really like a lot of the pieces that are on that side of the ball and what you've been able to put together over the course of the last couple of seasons. But I look at one area that seems to be an area of need for this team, and that's edge pass rusher. In a 34 defense, you got to have guys that can play that outside linebacker position that can consistently put pressure on the quarterback. Is that something that you guys have been evaluating during the course of this preseason?
Yeah, I think you know, we're like a lot of teams. You know, we have areas that we, you know, feel good about. We have areas like, again, no team, you know, sometimes has every position filled where they feel really good about. But we have some young guys out there that have opportunities to go out there and see what they do in the preseason. It's a position that, you know, we're looking at. You know, we definitely, like a lot of teams out there, we're looking at any options, you know, to potentially improve ourselves and make ourselves more competitive. But again, that'll play itself out over the preseason. There's always the possibility of, you know, obviously the final, you know, roster cut down. There's always trade opportunities that kind of pop themselves up. And, you know, we're looking at any opportunity to kind of make ourselves better. And that's a position, you know, we're focused on. But there are some young players out there, and we'll see how they do when they get in the preseason.
All right, let me ask you this question. I asked Josh this question off the air, and he had a pretty good answer. But, I mean, I can only imagine for you, we had the whole Hackenberg thing up. Fine, it's over, it didn't work, I understand it. He probably didn't play because you guys wanted to make sure he was ready when he did play and didn't show enough in practice to say, okay, we can throw this kid out here and he's going to have any success. So that didn't work, we're past it. Now we have Sam Darnold, we're all focused on that. How much of it is a crapshoot for you, though, as a general manager? How hard is it? Because we see all these guys, I mean, there's certain guys that work, some guys don't, but I mean, how hard is it for you to say, okay, we see the talent, but how is that going to translate into once he gets inside the huddle, how he's going to read a defense, how he processes information?
So I think, you know, there's, again, the scouting process is a lot more complicated than people realize. The pro side, you know, again, you go through your process, you evaluate the players, you're looking at them in the NFL, so it's a little bit easier, you know, in terms of kind of how you compare them from one player to the next in the league. But we focus on the intangible part too. And when it comes to the college part, you know, with any position and quarterback in particular, you know, it's a difficult position to play in our league. And you look at a player from college, you look at his skills and ability, you look at his intangibles, you try to, you know, make your, you know, your best evaluation of him in terms of risk and reward. You know, and as you go through it, hey, you know, there's, you know, you can, and probably you as a player, you probably remember in the NHL, I'm sure there's lots of players that came in with different accolades, and some turned out to be, you know, fulfill the potential, some didn't, and they do it for various reasons. So, but I think for our, you know, it's not necessarily I don't want to use the term crapshoot, but it's, you know, there's always risk in it, and that's what you're trying to do. And again, you realize in this business, hey, you know, some things you make, you know, your best educated guess on works out well, other ones don't. But again, you kind of focus on, you know, learning from that, moving forward, and that's what we do.
Mike, last year ownership came out and said that the coaching staff will be judged on the progress that's made by the young players, not necessarily wins and losses. Spinning it forward to 2018, what is the expectations on this coaching staff in this season?
Well, you know, I think as an organization, you know, we're going to do everything possible to make our team as competitive as possible. And we, you know, address that obviously from a player standpoint in terms of position by position. I know the coaches are in and the players have put a lot of work into the season. You know, we're going to go out there and try to win as many games as we can win. So I don't, you know, from, you know, expectation standpoint, you know, we're focused on trying to put the best team on the field that we can. We obviously have a vision for this team. I think we're moving it closer to the vision we have for it. We have a very young team, and I think, Chris, you've, as a player, probably been around teams, and Rick, probably you also. You know, the one thing I always kind of, you know, we go back on is we do have a very young core right now. But that's a good thing, and I think it's, you know, we're going to see how they come together, how they grow and develop. There's a lot of potential here. You know, our goal is to, you know, go out there and see these guys, see if they can fulfill it, and go out and be as competitive as possible. So, you know, I don't like putting, you know, sort of benchmarks on, hey, we want to be here, we want to be there, but, you know, we're approaching this like every other team in the league. We're going to try to win as many games as we can win, and like every team goes in the season, you focus on the playoffs, and that's your goal at the end of the season.
I was telling Todd that that's one of the things I really respect about him as a head coach, and I would love it if I was a veteran guy in that locker room, is that he's hell-bent on every single week. I don't care what the circumstances are. The goal is, let's win this game, no matter what anyone says. And I think that's why, you know, going into last season, when you started looking at Vegas odds and everything else, everyone's saying, you know, this could be the team that doesn't win a game. And you guys came out and really had a really good start to the season. I know you want to win every game, but as far as how you judge this season, like you just said, it's a young group of guys. At some point, maybe you see Sam Darnold. Is it less about wins and losses? It's always about wins, but you try to get what I'm saying. Is it how it looks, though? Like, as you see the natural progression of this team moving forward? Because sometimes you lose games. Like, last year you guys lost games that you were in the entire game, and you could just point to, you know, it's a young team, they don't know how to finish yet.
Yeah. I think if you look back at last year, too, I think the one thing, you know, again, you know, we only won five games, so we're not sitting here going, hey, we're excited about winning five games. But, you know, the thing I always liked at the end of that season was, I felt very good about the chemistry of our team at that point in time. It was, again, we've transitioned from, you know, some older players, away from some older players that we've made, you know, decision in the offseason prior to the season to move on. But it was good to kind of see that chemistry kind of grow and develop. And, you know, I think the one thing, you know, you go into this and, you know, again, you're focused on trying to put the best team you possibly can put on the field at that time, that, you know, as you can. As a general manager, you look at obviously the short term. You also have to balance out the long term. I know the one thing, you know, again, as we're building this with our, the vision we have for it, as we transition into the off season, I mean, we're sitting here right now with the most salary cap space of any team in the NFL next year. And of course, if we, you know, have success on the field, we're also going to hopefully position ourselves that it's going to be something we can kind of build and sustain. And that's been our focus all the way through it. Now I feel we have a lot of good young players. And again, there's still positions we need to find, but, you know, improve upon, but we're going to try to make this thing as competitive as possible and see how that happens.
General manager of the New York Jets joins us here on the show, Mike McCagnan. Last one from me, and it was in the paper today. It was something that happened months ago. They just released the story. We got a chance to sit down with Jamal Adams. I absolutely love the kid. And I absolutely, you know, it's not great that it's out in the media. You don't want anyone to air out what's going on in the locker room. But I actually, when we sat down with him, it was, he's not going to shy away from it. Like, this is something that he'll do in the locker room. He just said it because that's really how he felt. Is this something that you might speak to him about, or say, hey, you know, we understand what you're trying to do, but we don't like that kind of stuff being out inside the media?
No, I think, you know, Todd, I know Todd has talked to Jamal. You know, I'll talk to Jamal at some point also, but I think the big thing is, you know, he is, you know, we're very happy about having Jamal in this organization. We love what he brings to the team from a character, from an intensity standpoint, from a work ethic standpoint, and we think he's a very good young player. But, you know, again, I think, you know, our view is, you know, we're always kind of focused on, you know, moving this team towards the vision we have for it, and, you know, trying to avoid things that distract us from that. But, hey, you know, Jamal is entitled, you know, he's going to speak his mind, and I respect him for that. But as we go forward, we're kind of focused on, you know, where we are now, and we feel good about the chemistry we have, and we feel good about the direction of the team right now.
Mike, we appreciate you joining us on the show. It's always great to have you, and we wish you the best of luck this season.
I got the date, by the way.
Okay.
I did the research. April 1st. If your wife likes Toronto, they're playing at the Coliseum April 1st.
All right.
If you're around,
I will be here. I hope, you know, and probably hopefully not in draft meetings, but I think I'll make a point of either breaking them off early that night. So.
Look at you.
You guys always talk about getting together to do this.
It's gonna happen.
My wife. It's funny. I will say this. My wife, every time, like, you know, she's always asking me. She says, "Whatever happened to that hockey game I'm supposed to go to?" And I'm always like, "Okay, I'm busy. I forgot. You know, we'll get to it." So it didn't quite work last year, but this year for sure.
But we appreciate it.
Locking the date April 1st.
All right, it's going to happen. All right, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you guys.
All right.
This is Humpty and Canty with Dave Rothenberg.